Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
For women who are pregnant, as little as 20 minutes of exercise three times a week can advance a newborn's brain activity. This is according to a new study. My guest is Dr. John Higgins. He's a sports cardiologist at the UT Health Science Center at Houston and a member of the American College of Sports Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Higgins. So pregnancy,
hey,
exercise can actually boost a baby's brain activity. Tell us about this.
Yeah, the exercise and pregnancy story started a while ago, Melanie, and we first learned that exercising during pregnancy is in fact beneficial for the mom who's pregnant. You know, it improves her immune system, it improves her cardiovascular system, as well as reducing her chances of having high blood pressure during pregnancy, diabetes, or insulin problems during pregnancy. Then we learned that exercise not only had physical benefits for the mom, but also had mental benefits for the mom. So, you know, the mom's having less depression, anxiety, having a better overall time during the pregnancy. Then we learned that if the mom exercises during pregnancy, it has physical benefits for the baby, in that the baby is more likely to be born of a normal weight. The actual delivery process is going to be better, and they're going to have less problems and actually be born healthier. And now the final part of the equation, which this study that just came out to, is that if a mom is exercising during pregnancy, the baby's going to get a mental benefit. So it's physical and mental benefits all around for everyone involved, both the mom and the baby.
That's amazing, Dr. Higgins. And, you know, I exercised through both of my pregnancies and worked
awesome.
Right up until, you know, one of my kids, his brain activity could use a little boosting. But in any case, how do we know this? How you know, the studies are what they are, but how do we know
sure.
that it boosts the baby's brain activity, really?
Well, the interesting thing that this study did is, you know, some other studies have kind of done some type of evaluations on babies, but a lot of it's been subjective. And the interesting thing about this study was that they actually objectively measured baby's brain activity. So what they actually did, at about 10 days after the baby had been born, and had two groups, one group of moms that were doing at least 20 minutes of exercise 3 days a week, and then they had another group of moms who were not, and they compared the baby's brains by actually putting electrodes on the brain and measuring brain activity, and then also exposing the babies to different sounds and also having them look at different objects. And they found actually that the babies who were born to moms who exercised during the pregnancy actually had more focused brain activity and also were able to somehow recognize a particular tune or a particular visual aid faster and more efficiently, in fact using less brain energy and power than the other babies. And so they believe this is evidence of a more mature brain at this 10-day mark.
And is there a theory behind this, Dr. Higgins? Is it blood flow to the brain? Is it, you know, kind of muscular? What is it?
Well, one of the things that they are postulating is that exercise seems to speed up a process that they term synaptic pruning. So what that means is actually there's millions and millions of synapses in the newborn brain. And as we develop and learn different things and become smarter, those synapses kind of pair up, the actual nerve cells pair up with different nerve cells that associate with them, and that helps you actually develop a learning process as well as develop associations between things. And they believe that one of the things exercise may be doing in terms of the brains is actually improving that, as well as definitely the exercise improves the blood flow both to the mom and to the baby during the actual pregnancy. And as well, it may be that there are chemicals that are released during the exercise that we know are beneficial in terms of brain function activity. So, for example, you know, if you're exercising at the time you're or either before or just after you've learned something, we know that you will remember that fact better. You know, and that's why we tell a lot of our students, that, hey, it's really important to exercise, not only, you know, to have a break and to get out of the classroom, but also a healthy mind and a healthy body, like the old idea of the Greek gymnasium, definitely really is a helpful thing.
Wow, that's amazing, and something I'm definitely going to share with my son. So if a pregnant woman is given the okay to exercise, are we talking mainly cardiovascular exercise? Would the same benefits maybe be seen with yoga or stretching or strength training or, you know, any of those, or are we mainly talking cardiovascular?
Well, the actual study that they did was mainly aerobic exercise, and the other nice thing about this study was that they used pedometers and accelerometers, you know, things like Fitbit and those sort of things, so they really tracked what the mom was doing very well. And what that study in particular used aerobic exercise. However, in saying that, some of those other benefits that we talked about with moms and babies or whatnot have also been shown with resistance training type exercise. Now, the only thing that we do recommend is that if mom is doing some resistance training, well, first of all, for the first trimester, it's generally, particularly if they're exercising before they're pregnant, you know, we generally tell them it's fairly safe to continue whatever you are doing before pregnancy. If you're just starting, if they haven't exercised and they want to start exercising, we generally get them into some sort of light aerobic exercise. Now, for the second and third trimesters, it's important, especially if they're doing some type of resistance work, that to avoid exercises where they're laying flat on their back. You know, for example, laying down doing a supine bench press. You know, we wouldn't recommend that because when they're laying flat on their back or prone, you know, flat on their front, it can actually put unusual pressure and strain on the baby and can also affect blood flow. So the exercises at the gym that we would recommend would be more those type of ones where they're kind of sitting up or, you know, and doing some sort of biceps or triceps curls or some sort of exercises like that. And certainly for the aerobic exercise in the second and third trimester, we would recommend 150 minutes a week or 30 minutes most days of the week of moderate intensity exercise. And a good rule of thumb for moderate intensity exercise is that your heart rate really shouldn't go up more than about 140 beats a minute, and you should be able to continue to carry on a conversation.
Well, and I love that you pointed out about exercises lying on your back and can compress the descending aorta, that pregnant uterus,
Yeah. You
know, can really restrict blood flow. And we want to make sure pregnant women know not to use the Valsalva maneuver, holding their breath
Yes. If
they're going to weight train. Right, Dr. Higgins? So in the last minute and a half, this is great information that exercise during pregnancy can actually boost the brain activity of your baby, and we know that it can also boost your own mental brain activity, your physical self, your psychological self, you know, and get rid of those cortisol that can be building up and doing damage all around. So wrap it up for us, Dr. Higgins, in exercise and pregnancy and how good it is for both mom and baby.
Well, we've known that exercise has many beneficial effects for people in the past, but now we know, and we've got great evidence that exercise will help the moms out there with their own bodies, their own mental health, as well as result in a more healthy delivery, a healthier baby, physically healthy, and now it looks like mentally healthy. So, and the researchers down the line are going to follow these babies and see if they turn out to be those crackerjack smart babies and children at school. And it's a work in progress, but exercise is great for all of you moms out there, for you and your babies.
Fantastic information. Exercise can actually help boost the brain activity of your newborn baby when you exercise during pregnancy. Remember to get the okay from your doctor. If you were exercising before you got pregnant, you can pretty well safely exercise into the first trimester, but check with your doctor just to be sure. You're listening to Radio MD, the show is Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.